This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello! Oh no, that was a horrible hello. I went at the start of it like a gremlin. Hello and welcome to episode 101 of Sunday Supplement. With me for the 101st time, as always, is Izzy.
Hello.
Yeah, all right. The first time I said hello, I sounded like a gremlin. There's no need to wind me up about it.
Well, if you can hear what sounds like a bike wheel behind me, it's actually a birdie. And it just started up. I'm not shutting my windows because it's really warm. And so I'm going to have a backing singing of British Wildlife.
You could have just said, I'm recording outdoors. And no one
I'm
would
not
have
recording outdoors.
Wiser.
That would have been a lie, Simon. I do not lie.
No, you've never
I've
lied.
Never lied, ever.
In your entire life.
I'm a bit like Jesus, other than the fact that I don't lie.
So, did anything interesting happen to you in the last 25 minutes?
Well, I'm drinking, for this particular podcast, a Coca-Cola can.
See?
It's the heat.
You can't
it
talk
slows
either.
Me down. It's a Coca-Cola can, but...
I'm drinking a Coca-Cola... a pet. We're not going to get through this section, I can tell.
It's very toasty, isn't it, Simon? Anyway, I'm drinking what would be a Diet Coke, except it's not a Diet Coke. It's a Coca-Cola Light. Sans sucre. Sans calories. Vive la mode avec plus de... Oh, dear. Word. Et trouvez le style que vous correspond sur...
What's your point? What is your point?
It tastes slightly different to Diet Coke, because it's made in France. It tastes more winey. It tastes a bit like a claret.
No, it doesn't, does it?
It does. Because if you think about it, Simon, it's the same water that they make the wine with. And therefore, it has that residue.
Wine with water? They don't add water to the grapes, do they? They just let them rot.
Yeah, but the grapes suck up the water of France and then create liberal attitudes throughout America.
And then go on strike.
Yeah, and then they do go on strike. And they say, we have no raison d'être. I am so awful. See, I did. I said, reason to be as raisin, because it sounds like raisin in French.
And that's another word for grape.
It is a type of grape, except it's like a really sort of like unhappy grape. You should eat raisins because they're miserable.
Yeah, and they're sultanas. Just shriveled up old women, aren't they?
Sultanas. I never really understood the difference between them. And I remember reading that this week as well, the difference between raisins or sultanas. Sultanas are given the name sultana because of somebody rather than because they're different to raisins. And that is because the person who invented sultanas was obviously a sultan of some sort. And I'm not really sure what a sultan is.
Just stop talking.
I think it's a type of king, but it could just be a tribal leader or maybe a spiritual leader.
It's someone who leads swing, according to Dire Straits.
Oh, yeah, where the sultans of swing.
Yeah.
Well, they could have been the sultanas of swing.
Stop talking. Did
just
you get a newspaper?
Like,
no.
Just, a bit did like, you... just like Pink Floyd or the Raisins of Rock.
Did you get a newspaper?
I did, because you texted me quite early on. You were up an atom this morning. You were like a little electron. Off you went, going very quickly along the electrical wires, except obviously electrons don't go very quickly along electrical wires. They just bump into each other. But that's not the point.
Just tell me what newspaper you bought.
Well, because you bought The Observer,
yes.
I thought we could have a lib off.
Ah.
A liberal offing. Basically a fight. So I bought The Independent.
Right.
I don't really know why I bought The Independent.
It's because that's the only other liberal paper on a Sunday.
I was choosing between that and the Sunday Sport. When I picked up the Sunday Sport, people stepped away from me.
Yeah, quite.
And also when I looked inside it, as well as seeing many nipples, I saw no supplement and a magazine, which either means somebody had stolen the inside of the Sunday Sport or they just didn't have a magazine inside. So I thought, well, I can't be without a proper supplement.
Well, what we've done anyway is we've addressed Jim from the United States of America's point that we don't really ever explain the political leanings of our papers.
Well, that
so
is true.
We've done that now.
We
so
have
there
done...
you go, Jim. That was just for you, Izzy, endlessly talking about nipples.
I didn't talk about nipples.
No, sorry, raisins.
Raisins are different to nipples, Simon, unless you're very old. And maybe nipples would be better than raisins in a muesli. You could have little sort of like, you know, crocodile nipples instead. I don't think crocodiles have nipples. But if they did, they'd be quite chewy.
So we'll just move on from, I don't know, dried up crocodile nipples. I'm confused already, and it's only 3 minutes into the podcast. We'll talk about what we're going to cut out of our papers and keep. We call this the cut out and keep section.
Okay, I can do that.
I had loads. Seriously, I'm not even making that up. I had loads I could have cut out. I had David Mitchell talking about the Times paywall and talking about how it's not that evil. It's just a corporation trying to make money out of what is considered a dying industry, which is fair enough. He makes a valid point. He often does. I had the review of the best ever PlayStation 3 game.
What's that?
Can't remember what it was called.
But that was rubbish. You can't just say, hey, this is a brilliant thing. I can't remember anything about it other than the best PlayStation 3 game. Now, we've got lots of PlayStation 3 readers. They're not actually PlayStation 3s.
They do. They stand there with their mouths really wide, accepting discs.
That's not their mouths.
Are you suggesting it's their vajuices?
I'm not saying all our readers have vajuices.
Most of them do.
Have Sega Game Gears. Instead of juicy.
What the hell is a Sega Game Gear?
Don't you remember the Game
Gear? No, I know what it is, but I'm talking about what is it a euphemism for?
It's not a euphemism for anything, Simon. It was in colour, whereas the Game Boy wasn't, you see. And you could play things like Sonic on it.
I played Sonic on a Game Gear.
Did you?
Yes. I also had an article about how you could find your perfect mate by sniffing his DNA.
Sniffing?
Yeah, it didn't really make much sense to me. It was all this genetic matching. There's a dating agency that does it, and you can smell it on a man's shirt, apparently.
But surely, I mean, so what do they recommend? Do they recommend that you get somebody of a similar genetic makeup to you, or somebody very different to you?
They recommend that you spend £99 to get a genetic test.
Yeah.
Basically, they say there's a type of immunity gene. You tend to go for someone who's got the other part of the immunity gene.
Oh, so they go for difference, not similarity.
In that sense, yeah. But they reckon you can smell it.
Right.
That nearly went in my humdongers.
Okay.
But I wasn't sure if the science was correct.
Were you actually cutting out and keeping that?
10 best vampires ever.
Okay. Is Spike on the list?
Well, this is the thing. It is quite contentious. Spike is not on the list, but it does say screen vampires, which suggests to me it's just films.
Christopher Lee?
Nope.
What? I'm sorry, what?
No, exactly. Right. I like Mark Kermode.
Yeah, because his name sounds like a toilet.
Yeah, I like him and I hate him all at the same time, basically because he made me watch the film Short Bus once. And I'm never, ever going to forgive him for that.
He's the one who looks a bit like Max Headroom.
Yes, he looks like Mark Lamar, but a raisin.
Nipple?
No, he doesn't really look like a nipple. He looks more like a buttock.
That's not very nice.
So, Bela Lugosi, he's on there.
Do you know Bela Lugosi was actually afraid of blood?
Gary Oldman, which when you look at it, he's licking a razor. And you go, ooh, it's Gary Oldman.
Nice.
Lance Henriksen in Near Dark. Robert Pattinson from the Twilight Saga.
Really?
I don't think so. No. I mean, the other ones are all right. I mean, he's got Catherine
Deneuve. The worst thing about the Twilight Saga and Robert Pattinson is that the actual character played by Robert Pattinson is an absolute arsehole.
I don't know. I've never seen it. I never want to see it. I never will see it.
But he's always portrayed as somebody like really nice and mysterious. But he basically is bullying a teenage girl, constantly watching her, controlling her. It's like the worst sort of relationship you can possibly be in.
And the fact that he's a vampire as well, of course.
Well, yeah. You know, that's probably the only good bit about him, really, other than the fact that he only eats vegetables or something.
What happens, rubbish, right, what? If you what? Become a vampire,
right,
but you don't like the taste of blood?
Yoo-hoo.
No, you can't survive on Yoo-hoo if you're a vampire.
You can survive on Yoo-hoo.
No.
I think that's how David Blaine did it.
David Blaine is a Yoo-hoo-sucking vampire, is that what you're suggesting? Do you want to add a caveat, like, allegedly? Or do you actually want him to have to prove it in court?
I think that's how he did that starving trick. I think it was Yoo-hoo. Or else, how about this, right? The glass of his box, the inside of it, it wasn't actually glass, it was sugar.
And he was just licking the glass.
Yeah.
I suspect he just ate and you didn't see him eat. It's probably as simple as that. So, what have you got? Have you got the 10 best screen vampires?
No.
One of which is Nosferatu.
Oh, Nosferatu is good. Is that Max Schreck as Nosferatu?
It is Max Schreck, and he's talking about the shadow of the vampire, where they suggest that Max Schreck is actually a vampire. He was that good in Nosferatu.
Yeah, he was very good. When I had a party, I put that up on a projector, and so that was in the background constantly.
I remember.
Yes, and I invited Simon. And Simon sat in the corner eating Twiglets, refusing to talk to anyone, much as Simon does at parties.
Whatever. Have you got a better article than I have? No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I've got the wriggling soothsayer lands himself in hot water.
Who is the wriggling soothsayer? Oh, it's not about that bloody octopus, is it?
Paul the psychic octopus.
God's sake.
It's quite nice.
No, it's not. It's bollocks. Sidekick octopus bollocks.
Well, you say that, but had you staked £1 on all five results so far, you would have been up by a cool £131. On Twitter, Psychic Octopus floats among the half dozen most mentioned subjects. His Facebook page has attracted upwards of 75,000 fans.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
You think this is better than a well-researched piece about vampires?
It's critical
in the movies.
Of it, Simon. The article itself is critical.
Is it? Is it really?
Bit. Well, they're doing it, it's tongue-in-cheek, and they're doing it saying we should defend Paul, because Paul was actually English. We got sent to Germany, and since being sent to Germany, all the Germans hate him, because the Germans are so stupid that they're not just saying that he's predicting the results. They're actually saying that when he predicts the results, he then actually is choosing the results, so that he's a huge hate figure in Germany, because he predicted that Germany would lose to Spain.
Does the octopus perhaps belong to an online betting company?
No, it doesn't. It basically all started because they were bored one day, his keepers, I suppose. And so they gave him the home of Oberhausen. So I don't know what Oberhausen is.
It's a brilliant house, isn't it?
No, it's Oberhausen, not Oberhausen. That's underhaus, not overhaus. It's Otter Albert Uber Unterammergau, Offbach Albert Uber Ubermann. No, it is over.
Anyway, the point is your article's rubbish. It's about
it's
an octopus.
It's
about an octopus who they claim can predict the results of the World Cup. That is a very specific psychic ability in an octopus.
He's got very good results. He's got every single one right. It's 100% this year.
Have they actually shown him predicting it before the actual matches?
Yes, they have.
Okay. So he's got a 1 in 2 chance each time.
Well, he's got a 50-50 chance each time, hasn't he?
Yes.
And it's only been 5, so it's just like rolling five heads. You can roll 5 heads. That's what Elizabeth the First did. More than 5, in fact. She killed a lot of people. But she was the good queen, because she only killed Catholics. We don't like them, do we, Simon?
I'm not sure they deserve to be beheaded, though.
Why not? Goodness. Why not? Just a little bit. Just a little snip.
No.
Well, actually it was, right? She's just very keen on good hair. And what happened was the Catholics at the time just had really, really silly haircuts, and the Queen Bess tried to make them look prettier and was a bit enthusiastic.
You're just deflecting now because you know my article's better than yours.
Stop.
Tis.
Yours is rubbish. Yours is just a list of vampires. Just because it's done by a guy who looks like he's a chicken wrapped in cling film does not mean that is any better.
All right, what would you rather eat, an octopus or a chicken?
Oh, no. Octopus is nice when done right.
What would you rather eat, an octopus or a chicken?
Right now, an octopus.
Right, well, go and get Paul and eat the shitter.
This is what they want to do, you see, and Germans might, but they prefer, like, sausages, don't they, Simon? What do they prefer?
Right, let's swim towards the psychic balls that is article or farcical. I always turn cockney when I say the name of this section. I don't know why. It's a bit weird. Article or farcical.
You're not a cockney, Simon. You're not even close to a cockney. You're all West Country. And in fact, if you say you're doing an accent, I think that means I win already. But
I didn't say I did an accent. I said I turned into an accent. It's not a conscious thing.
Well, unconsciously, you're a loser. We all know this.
No, consciously I'm a loser as well.
As well, but unconsciously is also important.
No. You say I lose in my sleep.
Yeah,
well, I suppose that is true. Yeah. All right, I am so bad I lose in my sleep. Should we just not bother with this podcast anymore?
Okay, if you don't want to. But right now, let's play article or farcical. In this game, I'm going to read out 3 articles from The Independent on Sunday and 1 article from my own bottom, which I have uncovered.
What would happen if we wrapped your bottom in cling film?
You look like Mark Kermode.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be able to play this game.
Yeah, we would.
All the farcicles that you squeezed out would get trapped against the cling film.
It would get trapped, but eventually, I mean, we're talking about pressure build up here, you know. I think that would burst, or it'll just slide out the sides. So it'd just be like, article. It'd sound like Sandy Toksvig, really, but there we go.
You suggested that Sandy Toksvig is a fart wrapped in cling film?
No, she's brilliant.
That's what you said. That is what. That's exactly what you said. I'm going to tell her.
I said she sounds like a fart.
So what is the first article or farcical?
Okay, it is Marmaladle.
Marmaladle.
Yes.
And that is about
making
what?
Marmalade.
But why marmaladle?
Copious amounts. They've literally got a picture of marmalade.
Oh, I see. You ladle it on. I do like marmalade.
Do you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought you would, actually.
Why?
I thought you'd be the sort of person who wouldn't like marmalade at all.
What sort of person doesn't like marmalade?
Like the sort of person who doesn't like Paddington.
I like Paddington.
But Paddington likes marmalade.
Yeah, but I like Paddington. Your point is I'm the sort of person who doesn't like marmalade or Paddington. You're wrong on both counts.
Well, I'm suggesting actually you are Paddington.
Yeah, that's probably about right. So what's number two?
Number two is Tart with a Heart.
Tart with a Heart. And who is the said Tart with a Heart?
A raw gooseberry.
So about a gooseberry tart. Are they all going to be about food?
No.
What's number three?
Mr. Angry makes a phone call.
Who's Mr. Angry?
Oh, so, you know, it's Mr. Angry. You know who Mr. Angry is.
What, from the Mr. Men?
Maybe. Maybe not. It's up to you to decide.
Oh, no, it's Mel Gibson, isn't it? Have you heard it? Oh, it's
I haven't
quite
heard
vile.
It. What happened?
I don't want to repeat it at all. It's really quite vile. He's having a go at his wife in a really, really vitriolic outburst. It's horrible. So number four.
Finally, is this an article or is it a farcical? Pregnant girls can't drive, but they can dream.
Why can't pregnant girls drive? They're not allowed to, or they can't.
It says can't.
Shan't.
I'm not going to give you extra clues, Simon. Mainly because I haven't read the article. But I'm not going to give you extra clues.
Right. Immediately, Tart with a Heart, I'm drawn to because you know I like a rhyme. But do you know I like a rhyme to the extent that you would put a rhyme in there just to throw me off the scent of a gooseberry tart?
It's not even a gooseberry tart. It's just a raw gooseberry. Your picture, the cup... And in the cup...
Is there two girls by the cup?
There are not two girls. And you wouldn't want to be, like, Clingfilm or none. That would be a mess.
I haven't actually seen that.
Haven't you? I have.
I don't want to see it either. I have seen the video of Kermit showing Rolf two girls with a cup. That's quite funny.
It's not two girls with a cup. It's called two girls, one cup. In case someone wants to search for it. Like Simon's mum.
My mum's in the video. So... I'm going with marmalade.
Is she the cup?
Yes. I'm going with marmalade.
Why?
Oh, because.
Why?
Because it's the one I think you've made up.
Well, you're right, but that doesn't mean...
I win a cup of some kind.
You can have a ladle. Two girls, one ladle. That would be wrong.
Let's empty our cup and move on to randomising in Skysy. This is where we pick out at random some elements of our newspapers. So what can I pick from your newspaper?
Oh, I got Travel, The Critics, Newsweek, The New Review.
I've got The New Review. We haven't got the same paper, have we?
No, I've got The Independent on Sunday, The New Review.
I've got The Observer, The New Review.
They're copying each other.
On the cover is what?
The Sound of Summer.
On the cover of mine is two girls and a cup.
No, there isn't.
No, there isn't.
I've got four boys and a door, which says, please keep clear.
Four boys and a door. That's a very different video.
Yeah. Anyway, how many pages in your new review, Simon?
54 pages.
I've only got 49 in mine.
Well, should we have a new review off?
All right, then. What page number?
Well, between 1 and 54, you can choose.
Well, we can pick the same page, can't
we? Oh, okay. I'll get you. You pick the first digit, I'll pick the second digit.
I'm going to pick digit number 3.
I will pick digit number 7.
Okay,
race
you.
I'll race you.
Oh, no. I don't like races. I get nervous. Oh, bugger it.
I've got the game of the decade has landed and the game is called Demon Souls.
I've got a quiz for you, Simon.
Ooh, cool.
So, what's the link between...
Before you do the quiz, don't you want to know why it's the best game of the decade?
Why?
Because it's really good, apparently.
Excellent.
Yeah, basically, if you die, you've got to start from the beginning again. And apparently you learn really quickly how to play differently, and it's really addictive, apparently.
Isn't that really boring, though? That's just like life, isn't it?
I think it does it just for each level rather than the whole game.
Okay, I've got Summer Specials, which is the quiz. So what is the link between Noel Coward and allergic rhinitis?
Allergic rhinitis and Noel Coward?
Yeah.
Hay fever of some sort. I would
Yay!
Allergic. But
Bang
I don't
on.
Understand why that's Noel Coward.
It's Noel Coward play, isn't it?
I suppose so. I don't know.
I have no idea either. But we're a bit too stupid for this. It's in Paris and it grows by 6 inches during the summer. What?
A man watching pornography.
Oh, come on, Simon. It's the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, it gets bigger in the summer. Is that because of all the scantily clad women that come to visit it?
Yeah, that's right.
Paris just gets an erection.
Well, Paris's erection is very small compared to Paris's floppy, but his floppy is quite impressive.
Were you saying Paris is a shower, not a grower?
What unseasonal bull? What unseasonal weather makes a frequent appearance from May to September?
Where? Here.
Colorado, Nebraska, and Wyoming.
The twisters.
It says hail. It's known as Hail Alley. A hail is often linked to twisters, so I'm going to give you half a point.
Thank you.
Okay. Why was the 7th of February 2009 known as Black Saturday in Australia?
That's when the fires started.
Yay!
Yeah, look at me!
You're quite good.
Well, don't look at me. I'll get all self-conscious.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's take one from The Great Escape, and this will be the last one.
Okay.
The first harvest festival of the year is an old pagan festival and falls on the 1st of August. What is it called?
I know this. We used to do it in Catholic school. I can't remember.
Lammas Day! From Loaf Mass, when people would take to church a loaf from the new crop, and Jesus was considered incredibly fat.
We just essentially took all the out-of-date cans from our cupboards, because we were good Catholics.
That's what you do. How about this? We will set a question for our readers.
Okay.
Which Olympic Games were known as the Austerity Olympics? That's which Olympic Games are known as the Austerity Olympics? And if you want to know where you can find the answers to that question, you can go out and buy The Independent last Sunday, and it's on page 11. It's question 3 of The Great Pastime.
Time to flop out some humdongage now.
Well, you see, mine isn't really humdongage. It just makes me really hungry.
So it's hungdongage then.
It's actually an advertisement promotion, which is why it makes me feel rubbish. It says, put your feet up and enjoy a cup of tea and a slice of cake.
Ooh.
Cupcakes are back and they're more colourful and tasty than ever. So get your friends out and put the kettle on, settle down for a perfect afternoon tea, and I want one. I want it.
I actually heard your stomach grumble then. It may have been a motorbike going by, but...
No, it's my stomach. Oh, my God. I mean, seriously. Some of them are actually served in cups.
But no, you can't say that after the conversation we had 5 minutes ago. That sounds disgusting.
They look a bit like that. They look a bit like that, to be fair. But strawberries and...
Stop it, you're making me ill.
And some of them have got Brighton Rock on them, and they're pepperminty. There's a Bespoke Cupcake Company, and Blue Basil Gourmet Brownies, and Yum Yum Cupcakes.
Stop it.
Funky Muffin.
Funky Muffin. Is that some sort of venereal disease?
Yes.
Go to the doctors, I've got a Funky Muffin.
Funky Muffin doesn't actually sell cupcakes or muffins. It just sells things to make cupcakes and muffins with.
Right, okay. I've got a bit of journalism. I'm pretty sure we've done this about 3 times now.
Go on, man.
Glamping.
Glamping?
Yeah. Glamorous camping sites, like posh tents. You've definitely done this before. I've done it before.
I have.
Like, you go camping, but you pay really expensive and they put you in a yurt.
Yurt.
Or, like, an air-conditioned tent. Why don't you just get a hotel?
Why don't you just not go camping?
To be fair, if what you don't like about camping is the slumming it aspect of it, you've kind of missed the point of camping, haven't you?
Well, you kind of missed the point of camping by going camping because it's horrible.
I hate camping. I don't understand it.
I went camping when I was a kid and it rained and I had wet shoes and they never dried out the entire time. It was horrible.
Oh.
And when you went to sleep at night, not only could you hear your dad snore, even though you're in a separate tent, and there were bugs crawling across the tent in the morning.
Yeah.
So you could see their shadows, and it was horrible.
I didn't like waking up next to a sheep.
No, I quite like that. But you can do that at home. There's no reason why that can't, you know.
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One, I haven't got anywhere to keep sheep.
Keep sheep?
Yeah, and the other thing is, I worry sheep.
I think, Simon, that you could be in one of those westerns. And you know when you ride for so long into the desert that, you know, you fall asleep on your horse? You could do the same on a sheep. You could wake up on the back of a sheep.
Is this a height joke? You're so short you'd ride a sheep in the Old West.
Going through Wales, you know, with your companion.
There are no westerns set in Wales.
There are loads of westerns set in
Wales. Welsh westerns. Okay, now we've got to think of a pun for a Clint Eastwood film that's set in Wales.
Can't think of a Clint Eastwood film, so...
Fistful of Dollars. That'd be a fistful of dockers because of the double L. And
I quite like the idea
of Clint Eastwood having a fistful of dockers.
I get you. It's a spelling joke.
It's a spelling joke.
Simon's being a complete lunt.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week.
The good, the bad, and the Welsh.
That's just rude.
Rhonda Hyde.
So I win, clearly this week.
No, you don't. Yeah, no, we had exactly the same supplements. I had a nice cute thing about an octopus and you went on about, oh, top 10 vampires. So what? Nobody cares.
But I had other articles.
I had other articles.
You didn't.
I had an article entitled Faultless Dancing, Yes, But It Made Me Yawn.
Did you have an article about how they're turning the burnt out slums of Flint, Michigan into farmland?
Did you have an article about how spy planes are going over the UK in order to target the oil in the Gulf?
How's that work?
Well, we've got oil in our channel.
From the Gulf?
Yeah.
Cool.
Admittedly, I just made that up completely, but you didn't have that in your paper, so...
No, have it in your paper. That's the point. But you made it up.
I was better.
I've got a picture of Arlen O'Hanlon.
So?
Have you got a picture of Arlen O'Hanlon?
I've got a picture of some boys outside a shed, and that's
good. I've got the New York Times.
I've got proper hard quizzes.
I've got a World Cup 2010 pullout.
Oh, I've got one of them.
Have we got the same paper? I'm sure you got the Observer.
This is the trouble with the Libof. Everything's so similar. But the way they've done the football and mine is they've got two teams lined up on a football pitch, but one are Spanish Surrealists versus the Dutch Masters. So you've got Thomas de Torquemada.
Yeah, all right. No, you're right.
Versus Masahari.
That beats anything in my paper. So the newspaper from the liberal left that you should have bought last Sunday was Izzy's paper. Inevitably, The Independent, upon a Sunday.
And it's good. I liked it. But I think I'd rather bought The Observer.
Oh.
So, yeah, you can answer that question that I asked in Hamdonga.
Can you remember what it was?
It was about...
Two girls, one cup.
No, it wasn't. Not about that.
If you want to write to us and tell us the answer to that question or even remind us what the question was, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall. You can Twitter us at SiDunn or Izzy_Lawrence. You can even write us a review upon iTunes or even visit our website, which I've run out of breath and I can't say it, so I'll let Izzy say it.
It is, what was it? Sundays Supplement.com.
Sundays. There's two S's in the middle.
And seriously, if you write in and get that answer right, I'm going to make a league table and you'll be up there and you beat Simon.
And I normally have to pay to be beaten.
Oh, yeah. And pretend that you're some sort of cup.
Anyway, I got to go because the World Cup final's on in a minute and I want to watch it.
The World Cup final, now that would be disgusting.
Two Girls, One World Cup is a very different song that we would sing in the stands.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.